1, 2.
BRZP 544, Sheboygan Bob, we are monitoring and mobile.
WRFB 258, doing a radio check, requesting a signal report.
WRFQ544, Bob in Sheboygan County. I have you loud and clear, sir.
Okay, I appreciate the signal report. Setting up a new radio and antenna, and this is my first try. Looks like I got her getting there. So, okay, I appreciate it. Enjoy your day. WRFQ258, clear.
You do the same. Enjoy your day. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. You sound good. Take care. WRGC, Captain 4, the boys in county back. Be monitoring the system. RZP 544, Tina, that game down.
What
can I say? Get a lot closer and talk a lot louder. E2A, 1 minute, WRCC 544.
WRCC Mobile, you are in a mood today, sir. See you soon.
Good morning, WRNW 329, listening. Good morning to you, 258. A little staticky this morning, but we can make you out there, over.
I appreciate the reply.
I copy that. Yeah, I'm on the mobile here too, so could be me, but a little bit scratchy, but definitely can make it out. Yeah, looks like it's going to be a nice day today. Got a clear sky so far. Okay, I'm over here in Macomb County, and no fog here yet, but maybe a little more north than where I'm headed now. It's probably fog that way, over. Okay, he said mile. Okay, I copy that. All right, a little ways away. Yeah, we're headed up towards that way now to do a little four-wheeling for the day, I guess. Have a little fun. Nice talking to you. Hopefully I'll talk again. Have yourself a fine day. This is WRNW 329. Are you clear? WRU 850 from WRMZ 640.
He called you back.
I'm sorry. I heard a double beep, but I'm not sure. I got to talk to you about what that means. Yeah, I'm heading towards the breakfast club. Just wanted to see and make sure you remind you that the radio. Oh, you meant on the phone. I'll bet that's what.
Yeah, it only rang like twice. And then I called you right back and it said unavailable. So, all right. Anyhow, I'll be there.
Very good. As they say in the amateur world, I'm mobile.
All right, I gotta go hose off. I'll be there about 8:30. WRUU 850.
WRMZ 640.
KACC's doing a radio check.
5x9, wonderful.
Oh, very cool. Alright, I'm gonna pop in and say hi. I'll be home in a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. 358, doing a radio check. WSB 258, doing a radio check. WRFC 258, doing a radio check. WRFE 258.
I've heard radio check after radio check, and I haven't heard nothing but good sounding radios this morning. WRCY 565. Hey, Ben, you gone to the breakfast club?
I'm planning on it. I tried to get a hold of Sean yesterday. I don't even know if it's going on today or not. Because of the holiday, I don't know if you guys postponed it.
Yeah, it is. I'm heading there now. I'm going to meet Sean. Getting one of those VoIP radios for the grandkids. So, yeah, it is. I'll be there, too. WRMZ 640.
Okay.
I'll see you there. Yeah, I don't think that guy can hear us, someone that's doing all those radio checks.
Okie dokie. Well, like I said, I'm outside. In a couple minutes, if I don't hear from him, I'll just start walking. So here's you, Mike.
I'm here on Z640.
WRUZ 924.
Good morning, 924, WRCY 565. How are you?
Hey, Don. Are we going to see you at breakfast this morning?
Yeah, I'm on my way there now. About halfway there. I'm walking at this point.
Good morning to be hoofing it, I guess. It looked like it rained overnight near my house anyways, but boy, is it clear now.
We had a little bit of rain, but nothing to come through the trees. So there's a lot of areas around me that are dry versus areas that are wet. But the glass table on my balcony is wet.
Yeah, you're a little noisy there. I may be too. I'm getting blocked by the bridge right now. Hold on. Yeah, I just switched over to Detroit. It's probably a little better. Yeah, definitely picking that up. So, yeah, I'll be in a couple minutes. So, see you there.
Now about 5 minutes away. And, yeah, I'll be there. WRCY, fine. We're doing it.
Okay, WRUZ 924.
Well, my insurance, if you want to hit me, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just at the light. I just saw you cross. That's how you need 924.
Wally, you still here?
WDR 3217, radio check. We're in Detroit on the Amtrak.
WSBQ 685 calling WSBD 908. WSAG 266 monitoring.
WSBY 676 Monitor Channel.
WSCY 842.
Kevin, the RXC338. I just put a antenna on my base, checking to see if I'm getting in.
Some snow, but pretty good. Which system are you coming into, Detroit or Flint?
625, Detroit.
Really good, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to say you're good to go. WSCY 842.
Thank you for the contact. WRXC 338. I'm clear.
I will stick around and chat. And here's Travis, just working on a dump truck fuel system right now. It's a fine time to break down Lucille. Okay, have a good one. Stay safe. Check those SWRs. WSUY 842. Put down to.
WRUG 488, Houston WRW 2783, copy.
WRUG is waiting inside. Station calling, 488. This is WIMG 14, go ahead. Station calling, WIMG 488, go ahead.
Hey Jack, what's happening? This is WRW 2783.
Not much happening, some sunshine, a nice day outside, over.
Yeah, you're not doing anything, swing by.
I don't know yet, I'm going to try and clean up a little bit of mess here, and that's why.
I know, my kitchen's a mess too. I gotta clean it up. Gotta go outside and plant some flowers here and there. Over.
Hey, you sounding good? How am I sounding out that way?
You're loud and clear, Jack.
And I like to hear that always. Over.
Yeah, it's sunny. I'm sitting out in the front porch, so I've got clearance. So it's sunny. That's another thing. You know, it's not windy and it's not raining. So, over.
Yeah, what radio on? Are you on that AR?
No, I'm on that big radio, Nagoya thing, with the Nagoya 771 antenna. Over.
That's UV9G plus. Okay, I got you. Yeah, you're doing good. You're sounding good, too. That's a good radio for you.
Oh, yeah, this is an excellent radio, too. But I think Eric said one time, I think it's, what is it, 8 watts?
Oh, that's a good radio.
Come on back, I didn't catch that.
It's a 10 watt radio.
Oh, it's 10, not 8?
I say it's 10, but it's not 10 exactly. It could be 8. You're right, you know. They say it's 10, but I don't think so.
Well, it works really, really well. I mean, I haven't had any issues with this one or the other two, actually. But I know the other one, I have to be in a certain spot, but this one picks up really well, and it's loud and clear all the time. So anyhow, I'm going to back out of here, go get back to what I was doing, clean up that kitchen. So I'm going to back out of here, and we'll talk a little bit later. WRWG783.
No problem. Yeah, have a good day. I'm going to be busy until after 5 o'clock. And I know you know that. Anyhow, take care. WIUG, 88.
Okay, Jess. We'll talk to you later. WRWC783, clear.
Hey, Kyle. You got a copy on me? It's Travis.
Hey, Travis, I can hear you.
Hey, other than the fact you got some sprinkles coming to you, I'm over here in the parks department looking at 2 1/4 inch. Is that enough for the fuel tank neck? And how many of those do we need?
Let me check the neck diameter. The other line should be good if they're about an inch.
Okay, they actually happen to have our dump truck kit. So, for some reason, it's pretty fast to get everything. So, do we need anything for the rebar?
Yeah, we're going to need either clamp or big zip ties for the rebar section.
I'm not seeing the clamp that I like. I guess we'll go with a large rebar tie. All right, I'll be on my way back. WC842. I'm going to get some more Cosby sauce.
Sounds good. See you when you get back. WSC842.
Hey, Travis, this is WRWS538.
What's going on?
I was just getting ready to go out to the kids' place for fireworks today. Just flipped on the radio and heard your voice. So how you been?
Okay, yeah, I'm just at the Auto Parts Depot getting some stuff. We lost the fuel tank on the dump truck, so running some problems.
I see it on Facebook that you're having trouble with the sending unit or something.
Yeah, we had to rebuild a sending unit from 2 sending units, but we lost, so I had to get a tank. And problem is, the next closest tank is in Wisconsin. I got lucky. I was a Dodge enthusiast that had another tank.
All right. Well, good luck. I'll talk to you later. WRWS 538 out.
Cool beans, Todd. What'd you think of that the glass hearse?
Use those every once in a while. Every once in a while, people that are horse enthusiasts like those, and there's several of them around you can rent.
I thought that was pretty good. I caught that in traffic the other day as I was rolling down the road. So, yeah, well, have fun this evening. I'm already straightened out for what I'm doing. I got to fix a dump truck, and then I got to go run a big load.
Have a good one.
QIA-42.
WRVB 690, listening. Hey, 825, how you doing today? Yes, WRVV 525, Nick over here in Southfield. I'll copy. Coming in off my radio hooked up to the car right now, but it's I don't got the car on, so I'm not sure how much power is getting to it.
Just rush out there. I'm on Lodge heading into the trip. The name here is Ron.
Okay, yeah, Ron, I think we talked one other time. I gave you a shout because we got the calls are pretty close together, same letters and just a few numbers off there, so. Yeah, what you got, what were you up to over here in Southfield?
Yeah, hanging out at my job site. I'm off now, so I'm heading home.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, well, enjoy your weekend, your afternoon here. Hope you had a good holiday and drive safe out there.
Yeah, the holiday was noisy. Had a real good holiday. And on the weekend too, and mentioned that I had a real good website today. It was no problems to report.
Noisy holiday. I know it was pretty loud around here on the forest. A little bit of relief last night with the rain. Not as many fireworks blasting off, but still got a few in there last night. But yeah, overall, it seems like it's been a pretty low-key weekend around town. I've been out and about a little bit, and not too much going on, so that's nice to get a relaxing weekend in there.
WSB 676. WR6, WRDV690.
WSCN 311, this is WSCN 887.
Hello, I hear you loud and clear.
Fuzzy.
You mean I'm sounding fuzzy to you? Where are you at now, WSCN 311?
At the dog park.
Why, you're sounding crystal clear to me. I'm on the couch with the dog at the moment. And how's Rock liking the park?
Just approaching it. We're just walking up.
Gotcha. So, what's the crowd like?
I don't know, about 10 people.
Oh, that's just about perfect, I would say. That probably means that half of it is empty, maybe.
I'm looking that way.
May I have another question for you? Is your antenna up or down now?
It's up.
Okay, do me a favor and drop it and then transmit again. I just want to see if I can hear any difference at all.
All right, it's down now.
Well, you may as well leave it down because it sounds the same to me. That's awesome.
All righty, WSCN 87, standby.
Okay, have fun, WSBS 11.
To 2, to 3, to 1,000.
Copy that.
Oh, 1, to 2, to 3, to 1,000.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
WRUG 0.8, Jack, you out there? WRUG 0.8, Jack, you out there? WSBW 983, standing by.
WSDC 647, Unit 1 to Unit 2, over. Nothing heard. This is WSDC 647, out.
WSCN 887, WSPS 311.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87.
Hello, 887, WSBS 311, what up?
So Kelsey's probably going to be over, like, within 40 minutes. I'll be home. We're on our way back. Just wanted to give you that update.
Okay, sounds good. So it's kind of funny. Thomas told me that Kevin is coming over. They're going to be jamming in the bedroom there. So Kevin comes in the front door, and then the dog gets off the couch and walks over there, and Kevin asked me what his name is, and I, like, drew a blanko. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, his name's Kevin. Kevin meets Kevin. That was it.
Hey, you know, if we feel adventurous, we could go to Brooks Brewing tonight and have pizza for free.
Yeah, maybe so. It's been a long time. I know we have some running around to do, so maybe we can finish up over there, something like that. So did Rox enjoy the park over there?
She did. She just went in the 7-Eleven to get a coffee, and I'm going to go in and get a freezy thingy. So I'm going to sign off. SMBS 87.
Yikes. Bring me a little mini stroke in process there. Okay, see you shortly. WSBS 311.
WRTX 930. WRTX 930, monitoring. WRTX 930.
Station 218, this is WIUG 488, copy.
One more time. Station 218. This is WIUG 488. Copy. WIUG 218. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not too bad. Just hanging out, over.
Oh, that's good. But in here, I just walked outside, and it's, you know, half of it is so dark, and the other half is not that dark at all. I don't know what's going to happen here. Maybe again a thunderstorm. Over.
Copy that. The sun's out here. Still a little humid. And no wind. But, oh, the weather's on here pretty soon on TV. 6 o'clock. They might say something, over.
I don't know. It's dark here, though. I don't know why it's dark here. Over.
You might have a little system heading your way or something. Oh, it's sunny here. Not bad at all. Partly cloudy, we'll call that. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, partly cloudy. You're right about that. You know? But I've seen, you know, spots, black spots in the sky. A lot of them. So I don't know. It might come down here a little bit. I don't know yet. So what else happening? Have you fixed that snow blower yet?
Well, it runs. It runs not very good, though. I think there's something wrong with it, compression or something. So I don't think it'd be a very good candidate. Try and refurbish. I might just set her out for the scrap and let it go. I just got it for nothing. That's probably what I'll do with it. We'll just scrap it out, move on, over.
Well, Rondo, you know, I'm going to tell you about the snowblowers. Snowblowers, you know, they work them too hard. When it gets that old, there's not going to be no power in that. So they might as well toss it out. It's better. And this is WIUG 488.
I copy that. Yeah, all the rubber on the augers is wore down real bad, and it isn't feasible. It was just something to get running. It runs apparently, so. Not a good candidate. I'll just off it, let it go. But hey, I called my two-way radios yesterday, and I got there too late. It was I forgot about it and I called. It was right at 5 o'clock and they closed. So I'll have to try again Monday, over.
Yeah, no problem. Try Monday. You know, it looks like it's a dripping right now a little bit.
Well, see, the sun went behind the cloud now here, so it could be scattered if we do get a little shower over.
Yeah, because I'm sitting outside, and it's dripping a little bit, and that's why.
It rained good last night here. I got a good rain. You know, watered the grass good, and it rained decent. I had to have overnight, so I didn't have to water nothing this morning. It was good, over.
Well, that's good. At least save you some money on a water bill. Roger.
And I copy that. So I just stand out there with a hose and wet it down early in the morning.
Well, I got to do that every day because I'm growing the cucumbers and tomatoes and jalapenos.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep those watered. If they're in direct sun, they'll wilt with no water, over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I've got to let you go because it's dripping a lot. So I'll talk to you a bit later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. We'll catch you later. WRZX 218. We're clear. After you.
WSAW 850 monitoring.
WXBY 676 standing by.
Station 847, WIUG 48, copy. Station 847,
Station 847. WIUG 88. Copy. Come on back, 847. Station 584. Station 584. This is WIUG 88. Copy.
No, they don't.
Out there.
Yeah, we're doing 777, looking for Joe, the author.
WSTR 676.
RYR 503 listening.
Good evening, 503. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile listening.
WRTX 930.
WRTX 930 monitoring.
Go ahead, 930.
Hey Jack, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, watching movies. Over.
That sounds like fun. Just driving back up from in Clarkston at a buddy of mine's house. I'm actually on a handheld with an external antenna. How does this setup sound?
Sound good. Just a couple of correct lengths, but you know, it sounds like you are driving. Over.
I am driving. I'm on Dixie Highway, well, I-75 northbound. Dixie Highway, whatever, because I-75 is now Dixie Highway, I guess, because you can't get on northbound from Sausabaugh North, so you're pretty much stuck taking Dixie Highway all the way north.
What did they do, a close 75?
No, 75 is open. It's just northbound, you cannot, there's no northbound ramps open past Sausabaugh Road. So, up until about Holly or Grand Blanc, so you can forget about getting on I-75 northbound if you're north of Sausabaugh Road.
Will they do a fix set?
Well, good. You could just take Dixie, but they just have all the northbound ramps entrances closed. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what happened after the holidays. This is WIEG 48.
What's going on down here in the city, man? We got kicked out of the bar at 11 o'clock. They're closing. Like it's 11 o'clock on a Saturday. You're closing? What's happening here? It's my buddy's bachelor party. 11 o'clock, why are you closing?
That's what happened when you get the holiday, they got closed at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
No, I'm sorry. That's totally unacceptable. There's bars open by my house in Birch Run. I'm sure there are. I just passed two bars here in Grand Blanc open. They're closed in Clarkson? What? No, that's totally ridiculous.
I don't know, Ken. I don't know what's happening out that way. You know, way back I heard people, they want to work 4 days and that's it. I don't know how.
Yeah, everybody down there is driving a Land Rover, and then all the workers are
wanting to leave at 11 o'clock, so it's like, I guess nobody wants to make any money here.
Well, there's some people who they want to make money, but not not after 11 o'clock.
I don't know, that just seems a little unheard of in my realm. You know, when I was a kid, we'd go out on a Wednesday night. Places are open till 2 a.m. Like, wait, what is this, 11 o'clock on a Saturday and you're closing? I don't even understand it. It's totally out of the realm of comprehension.
Yeah, well, the old days are gone. Now is the new days.
I guess the new days where nobody wants to work or make any money.
Oh, you can say that.
And this handheld's getting hot driving this antenna. I don't think I've ever got a handheld start to get warm on me while I've been transmitting.
Oh yeah, the handheld always get warm. I was sitting outside yesterday, and I was on 5 watts, and I was talking on the handheld, and it got warm after 5-10 minutes.
Well, it sounds like there's a couple other stations in there, but I'm driving a 1970 Impala, my old Impala I've owned for 20 some years now. This car's only got 66,000 miles on it, so I threw a mag mount on it and hooked it to my handheld. But it seems to work.
You're doing a good job with that magnet. There's an Ohio station, I think, that 297 out there. And there's Robert out there, too. So I don't know. Let your handheld, I think, take a rest a little bit, then come back to me. WIUG 48. Got that, Ken?
I heard a transmission, but I couldn't understand anything that transmission was saying. I can hear you perfectly. You're coming in loud. Perfect.
Yeah, that station out of Ohio, 297. And Bob downriver down there, too. Anyhow, well, I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't sound that good, the guy down in Ohio. I don't know why. He always sounding good here, but not today. I don't know what's the reason.
Well, I heard Robert downriver in there. I not coming in. Propagation days, there was a bunch of people. I think I heard you talking to some guy from New York State coming in on the Detroit repeater or something, but yeah, the other stations, go ahead, this is WRTX 930.
Station 297, go ahead. Station 297. Is that Erica out there? They're going Atlanta Scratchy 297. What happened out that way? The weather is not cooperating with you. Really a lot of scratchy, and I heard a little bit, and that's about it. I'll talk to you a little bit later on, maybe in a half hour or something like that. WIUG 48. Tomorrow I will talk to you. Catch you later. WIUG 48. Okay, is that out there? Station 930. You still out there?
Yeah, copy that. This is WRTX 930. I'm in Flint now and should be practically on top of the repeater, so.
Let me talk to you a little bit later tonight or tomorrow, because you're not sounding that clear. WIUG 48, you got it? Go ahead, Ken. Ken, you look like you're on that front rip. Repeater is good. It's sounding good.
Yeah, I'm still here. This is WRTX 930. Yeah, I'm 475 in Flint here, so pretty much should be on. I'm not sure exactly where that repeater is. I kind of know where it is, but I'm pretty close to it, so I think it should be coming in pretty okay right now.
Well,
loud and clear, Jack. Are you at home on the base, or are you on the handheld out in the yard?
I was on walkie-talkie, 10-watt walkie-talkie, but now I switch on the base station.
You know, I heard you say this earlier today, I think, 10-watt walkie-talkie. What kind of 10-watt walkie-talkie are you on?
Bullpink walkie-talkie.
So Bullpink has now a 10-watt GMRS walkie-talkie.
And it gets out. I really, and it's very clear. The audio is very clear, too. I didn't know until I got it. And you know what? I like it. It's not 10 watts exactly, but they say it's about 8 watts. You know, if you put an SWR meter on it, it shows 8 watts. Over.
Well, usually they're rebranded UV radios, and it's the VHF that'll get the 10 watts, and then UHF is usually lower wattage by 2 or 3 points. So that's probably what it is, but I guess I've not heard it as 10 watt radio. I tried a 10 watt Redivis a little bit ago, and that radio frankly sucked. I think it was an RT97. It just sounded horrible. Everybody said I sounded horrible. It was just a bad radio. It was not a good radio.
I'll do one thing. The Revis is, if it's a DMR, it's a good radios. And I know it's very, very, very good radios. Those DMR radios, they are really good. Over.
Well, maybe so, but the one I had was, not a good one. I know that there can be a lot of differences, but I had it for about 3 days, tested it, talked to a few people, listened to the reports, and then it was like, yeah, this one's done. It's one of the only few radios I got rid of within a week of having it.
I don't know that 297
is still out there, I guess. Yeah, I keep hearing somebody trying to come in, but you can hardly tell what they're saying. Sounds like it doesn't sound good. Sometimes you can make out a word.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
That's 380.
WRWY 979 on frequency.
Go ahead, 979. How you doing? And how are you, 4th of July? Good.
Yeah, Jack, this is Joe at Clinton Township, WRWY 979. Yeah, our 4th of July was relaxing at home, nothing new, nothing different. Listened to all the fireworks in the neighborhood around, distance ways. But nothing major, just want to say good evening to you, Jack, and the other gentleman, Mobile, I believe. I should be coming through the Macomb site, Mount Clements or Macomb site. Just want to say good evening. Back to you, Jack, from WRWY
979. Yeah, I stayed home, too. I didn't go anywhere. And I watched all the fireworks. I was out there with Schofield over at sister's house, watching there. And I came back, and I was in the east side, over people's houses, and I watched that fireworks on the 4th of July. I'm sitting and relaxing. Over.
Yep, I was just leaving a little space for that gentleman that was in the mobile transmitting there. I'll let you guys go back to it, talking to him. But I just want to say good evening and see if I'm making a trip into the Macomb or Mount Clements site there. So have a good evening. Talk to you. Have the rest of the weekend. Good weekend. Talk to you again another time, Jack, from WRWY 979. Could be clear. Listening out.
Hey, good to hear from you. You take care. And this is WIUG 48.
Well, go ahead, you still out there? Yeah, I'm still here. I heard the WRWI guy, he's coming in practically perfectly clear, like he's standing on top of the repeater.
Go ahead, 979.
Yep, just thanks for the report there. Hopefully making a trip. I'm using an HT in the house, Bofang GMRS HT with a Nagoya antenna. I think Jack's familiar with those Nagoya antennas, the extra ones that are a little longer than the stock mic. Right, Jack?
Sir, they all do good. Yes. 771G, they're all good antenna, believe me. I have them on 6 radios I got here, and that's all I have them on. Even on that UV5R and an old radio, I have it on, and all of them sound good. Over.
Well, Jack, I'm going to sign here. I'll say good evening to that gentleman that just checked in there at the other station. Go ahead and pass it over to Jack and I'm going to be signing. Have a good evening to all from WRWY 979. Going to be clear.
Another station out there. Well, 930, WIAG 930. It's a 930, WIAG 48. Get a copy? I guess not. WIUG 48 is clear.
Do I have
that helicopter that way, 297? You're not making it here. I don't know why, but you're not making it here. Maybe it's not clear enough on that lake area out there. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Eric. WIEG 38. WRTX 930, WRUG 48, copy.
WRUG 48, WRTX 930.
Yeah, what happened, Ken?
Yeah, sorry, I was, navigating some traffic. They closed the freeway there and routed everybody off the freeway, so that was a lot of fun to get around that little section in Flint there.
Hey, you're right, it's this time of night, our band. That is a little bit headache.
Yeah, they're doing that. During that construction, they're just randomly closing lanes and toll sections, and I guess they figured, oh, there's no traffic going northbound. We're going to close this off. Everybody off. In the middle of Flint. Great.
I don't know about tomorrow. People are going to come down. I don't know which way they're going to come back. Tomorrow is Sunday, and everybody wants to come down tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, they'll keep the whole freeway southbound open tomorrow, but it's still going to be a mess because the whole I-75 from Grand Blanc to about, you know, Clarkston area is one, two lanes. So it's two lanes both directions, but it's only two lanes, and yeah, that's not going to be a pretty sight tomorrow. It's going to be all jammed up. I'm not going anywhere near the freeway tomorrow.
You might as well stay home. Like I am. I'm staying home. Over.
Yeah, tomorrow definitely I will be sitting at home, probably having a cigar.
That is the best thing to do. Not worry about the roads. The two lane or one lane or three lane, you know. But this time of night, I really don't like that something like that happen at this time of night, at 12 o'clock at night.
It's not a, well, there's a bunch of traffic, but the problem was they just, it's kind of random, like, okay, you're dumped off on an exit you've never been off before, and now you just, there's no sign, you got to just kind of navigate on your own, so you, it's like, and, all right, I guess I'm just going to head this way and do whatever you need to do.
Now, how far are you to the house?
Oh, I'm still in Flint. I'm on surface streets in Flint. I'm on, this is called Saginaw Street on the north side of Flint. This is actually not really a good area.
I don't know. It's still